Now, will you listen to him? Chapter 2, verse 1. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. Now, this not only refers to immorality, it refers specifically to something else. When the morning is light, they practice it because it is in the power of their hand. Now, even when they go to bed at night, they don't go to sleep. They lie there and devise and plan iniquity. And chances are they're engaging in it at the same time. Many of divorce today, and we've had some experience with folk like this, a wife that complains bitterly that my husband comes home, but he doesn't leave his business back at the place of business. He brings it home. And as one wife said to me, even when he goes to bed at night, he can't think of anything but business. He lies there and begins to plan the next day. May I say to you, no wonder that the wife contemplated divorce, because that is the picture that is presented here that God condemns. God does not approve of this sort of thing at all. Now, you'll notice here that they devise this, and in the morning, they're able to execute it. They practice it because it's in the power of their hand. The ungodly and the sinner is successful today. Very frankly, the wealth of this country is not in the hands of godly people. I think at one time it was true, but the wealth of the country today is in the hands of the ungodly, and they're able to accomplish their purpose. Why? Because they have the money. The money means power, and they're able to carry through that which is wrong. That's the reason our nation is in the predicament it is right now, friends, because of that. It's not just been an energy shortage. It hasn't been this type of thing or that type of thing, or whether this plan would work or another, or whether this part is wrong or another. The power is in the hands of the ungodly today. Now, you try to put this program on one of the most powerful stations in the city in the East, and several have attempted this. They never dreamed that they'd get such a rebuff. And you can't imagine the turndown that you get. You talk about the freedom of the press and the freedom of religion. Today, there is none because of the fact that you're shut out from that type of thing. Now, I'm talking pretty plain, but may I say that I'm telling you today like it is. This is what brought Israel down, and Micah, as we've already noted, presents a philosophy of human government, and God follows it through. And if you don't believe it, read history. This is the way the great nations go down. When the wealth and the power get in the hands of a few ungodly, then God moves in, because God has been on the side of the poor. And as Lincoln used to say, God must love poor people. He made so many of them. And he knew what it was to be poor, and some of us know what it is. Now, they plot this. The writer of the Proverbs has something to say about this in the 3rd chapter of Proverbs, verse 27. Withhold not good from them to whom it's due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again tomorrow. I will give when thou hast it by thee. There's so many people today. I got a very pious letter about a party that has spent $10,000 in a very foolish way, at least an unnecessary manner. And they said, oh, if that was only given to the through the Bible, how it could help the through the Bible. Well, these folk had no intention of giving it to our program when they had it. They were using it for something else that couldn't quite be called a godly sort of an enterprise. May I say to you that the writer of the Proverbs says, if you have it in your power to do good, you better do it while you can, because the power to do evil is in the hands today of those that are ungodly, and they're not attempting to do good at all. And that is actually the reason that every program that has come up by the government to help the poor has entered into the grossest form of dishonesty. Why? For this same reason. You can't get ungodly men to do good, friends. I don't know why we think that you can. Our Lord Jesus, you remember, said, you just can't get grapes from thistles. You're just wasting your time if you're trying to pick luscious fruit off of a cactus. You just won't get it that way. That's not the way it comes. Our time is up. We'll begin right there tomorrow. Until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.